Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
Hour has arrived, and we began 3 hours ago with Sam Pittman, and we've had quite an entertaining show so far. Let's continue with Ted, who is up next. Hello, Ted.
Hello, Paul.
Ted, you there?
Yes, Paul. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I was just calling about the caller earlier, talking about the player spitting on Coach Saban.
Yes.
I didn't see it. I don't know if it happened or not, but it could be the same player that caused the scene in the dressing room. You know, I know who that player is.
Right, yeah. He's no longer there, is he?
No, he's not there. He's going in the draft. You want me, well, may Ted, I tell you his name? I know you know who it is.
Well, Ted, you're welcome to say whatever you want to say.
Okay, it was Dallas Turner.
Okay.
He was. Have you seen the video?
No, I have not seen the video. No.
He was going around in the locker room like a raging bull. He had a towel over his head and face. And he was walking around like a raging bull, like a madman. And then he stops and pulls the towel back up from over his face, and he says, yeah, in a mad tone. He said, yeah, I'm out of here. No ifs, ands, or buts. And that was on the telecast of the game. And it was, when the players was going to the locker room, they cut to the locker room, and that's what was going on.
Well, thank you very much. By the way, I don't think there was much doubt Dallas was leaving. He was always a projected pick in the draft. Susie is up next. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Paul. Thank you for taking my call today. What a breath of fresh air, Danae Hayes. I loved it.
She was great. I can't wait to try to catch up with her somewhere.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for adding that to the show. And by the way, the last time Jim called was Friday. That's when he went off on his air. But legend yesterday, and you know my love for a legend, he really opened up a part of him yesterday that was very touching. You know, he started off talking. I just love legend because he talks about everything. He talks about sports. He talks smack. But he opened up, you know, kind of talking not worthy, you know, legend, you are such an inspiration, and you can mentor so many, and you're just a delight. You are the best caller, bar none. That being said, we got a big game tonight, Paul.
Yes, very big.
With UT and South Carolina, and I think it's going to be a tough fight, really, really tough fight. But Legend's last 2 days is Monday. Legend, he did something he never does. When he ends, how does Legend end every single call to you?
Well, usually, I think it's Elvis has left the building.
No, that's Legend. I'm in I-Man. I apologize. I-Man.
I've never gotten to the end of I-Man's call listening.
Oh, yeah. He always ends it War Damn Eagle. He was so off on a tangent Monday, he didn't say that when he hung up. And that was the first ever I-Man call. I didn't hear him say it. He was bonkers.
Yeah, he's been a little bit out of sorts for a while, Susie. Thanks so much for the call. Johnny B. is up next.
Well, howdy there, Paul. I hope everybody's doing wonderful today. Every time I listen to the show, I'm pretty sure that the government is not doing enough for the mental health of this country. Do you think they're handling it pretty well?
I think more should be done.
Well, you know, it was easy to see it. You know, you need help, because earlier today you said Tanner you know, you got him mixed up with me, obviously, because you said that you loved his calls. And I know that couldn't have been Tanner. It had to be me that you were talking about. But he did make some good points there about, you know, fear the thumb. And that's what, you know, that letter, everybody that when Jim moves, that letter they send out notifying the neighborhood, that's what it says, fear the thumb when Jim moves into a new neighborhood. And it's sort of funny now that the caller bracket's coming out and, you know, I've been banished to the wilderness. But all these old people calling in, like that Bama Nick admitting he's Jim's friend. But it's sort of funny. It's like election time. They start calling in and checking on you, wanting to pave your road and everything. It's pretty enlightening. But I've got one thing from Matt. Dominic seems to be a pretty, you know, classy family and everything. And I'm sure, like Easter, he's got these fancy little outfits with the top hats and the vest and all that. And what we need to do is hook Matt up and Dominic and get him one of those Easter outfits with the vest and get him some Mr. Peanut glasses and a pocket chain. And then all you got to do, you don't have to apply for these embassy positions, put all your stuff in a toolbox, get you a ladder, a hard hat, one of them orange vests, and you walk right in a government building. You change into this outfit I've just described. You start hanging out. It's like George off Seinfeld. You know, they'll just eventually think you're part of the show. So there's my advice to everybody today. I've enjoyed the show. Y'all have a good one.
Big Daddy is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Big Daddy.
Howdy, Paul. I just want to tell you, your boy Luke, great phone guy. He's polite,
yes.
He's concise, and he told me I was going to be on hold, and I am. But you know what? It's worth the wait. In the end, number one, that girl, was it Dana Hayes?
Yeah, Danae Hayes.
Danae Hayes, I'm sorry. Anyway, she's so funny, and it's a breath of fresh air, and she's got a disarming smile, and you know who she reminds me of?
Who's that?
Rodney Carrington. Rodney Carrington.
No, I am going to be shocked if she doesn't make it big in that field.
Oh, she's dynamic. And that smile is a $1 million smile.
It is.
Hey, the guy yesterday, Kenneth, the military guy.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Touched my heart. And on that note, today is my beautiful, talented dancer, model, child model granddaughter's 5th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And her best son-in-law ever. How many dads can say that? Best son-in-law
ever.
How
many? I know my father-in-law couldn't.
Okay. All right. Well, probably mine either. But anyway, and then there's Kyle is the dad. He's my son-in-law. And Mr. Riggs, my little man, baseball, flag football, basketball, soccer, and Kyle, and Paulie has an alarming, he's overcome an alarming disease called Coats disease, and he's 7. It's an eye disease.
Sure.
And he plays all those sports. He is my little man. They are my heart. But anyway, your girl and the boy from and the gentleman from yesterday made great points. Major show. Why don't these people just leave Saban alone? Come on, man. He's not even coaching now, and he's got 14 houses.
No, you're right. Hey, Big Daddy, thanks so much for the call, and appreciate your sharing your family with us. Wayne is up next in New York. Hello, Wayne.
Yo, Paul, what's up? Wanted to talk to you about two things. One, the college football playoff, the possible expansion, and then two, the NCAA possible expansion of the basketball tournament. Starting with the college football playoff expansion, what are your thoughts on an expansion to a 24-team playoff with the first 8 teams getting a bye and then the next 16 teams play and then the winner, the remaining 8 from that, play the first 8, but the first 8, those games will be played with the first 8 having playing at home with the home field advantage. I think from my perspective, I think that, you know, expanding to 24 gets rid of the talk of every year going from 12 to 14, then soon it'll be 16. So I think they should just go to 24 since there's a top 25 poll every week, number one. And number two, it would just be exciting that every year you would have the top teams from the power, now the power four, and then some of the other leagues in the discussion and playing. So I think it would be exciting. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's highly unlikely for a couple of reasons. What they're trying to do with the current 12, 14, 16, whatever it ends up, is to preserve the bowl system. And I think the more you expand it, the less likely you can hold on to what the college football leaders believe are very important parts of the game. Many will disagree. We have to go to a break. Thanks for the call, though. Appreciate it very much. We come back 45 minutes and change remaining on a Wednesday night.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back here on Wednesday, and Todd is up next.
Hello, Paul. Thank you for taking my call, buddy.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, I wanted to tell everybody out there in TV land to pray for these folks. My best friend, James Jr. from Demopolis, his cancer came back. I just talked to him today. He got prostate cancer, and but anyway, yesterday or last night, two drones hit USS Kearney and killed two of our soldiers. I want to pray for them, and I also want to pray for Congress that they're trying to pass the Lakin Riley Act, and you'll have to look that up. But anyway, Paula, today I called Tommy Tuberville. Now, he's in Washington, D.C., and what it is, they're trying to get him to do something about this college paying of the players and all. And he said that we're in a bad place. And he said that these are college students. He said they're not employees. He said, what's going to happen if you turn them into employees? The next thing you know, they'll have unions in it. And when you get ready to the playoffs or what have you, the next thing you know, they're on strike. He says you really don't want to go there. But anyway, they had him on. But I had called his office and to get a hold of him because he wants to clarify to Jay about what he said and didn't say. And, Paul, we have to watch this. A lot of folks call this show. They have an agenda to put out there because I really don't believe Jay has been in the military, but I want to tell you about an outstanding fellow that was in the military.
Hold on. Now, I'm trying to make sure I understand. Which person are you accusing of not being in the military?
Jay from Washington, D.C. But what I'm going to tell you, Paul, I want to tell you about an outstanding young man. My son was in the Navy for 6 years, and he got out 12 or 13 years ago. And he was on the USS Mesa Verde, and he ran the computer systems. Now, let me tell you about my son. He's got his mama's brain because he went from the 11th grade and done 2 years of college, and then he joined the Navy and done his 6 years. But while they were building his ship at Pascagoula, he was going back and forth to school at Tulane because the Navy will pay for it. And today, he's as fine a young man as you'll ever meet. He's not hot-tempered like I am. You can't push his buttons like that. He is a great guy. But when we talked, somebody called in and said something about they were in the Navy and got out 12, 13 years ago, and they said something about all these dead bodies. Well, my son Matthew says it ain't happened. He said during the time he was in there, we ain't been in no war for there to be dead bodies and all. But I do appreciate every military man that puts his name on the dotted line. I appreciate that, Paul. But anyway, I called Tupperville and I gave him the number to call your show. So, and the boy I talked to, his name is Jack. He's the secretary for Tommy when he's in Washington, D.C. So he took everything down, and he's going to try to call in one day and clarify what he said.
But well, listen, I mean, Coach Tupperville knows where we are. We've had him on our program
before. I know that. And also, I heard tell, Paul, that Charles Barkley's been running his mouth that he's going to knock the hell out of any black man he says sees with a Trump hat or a Trump shirt on. So I heard tell Shaquille O'Neal answered the call. He said, I'm going to wear a shirt and a Trump hat. And he said, I'll whip Charles Barkley's ass on the court and I'll whoop him in the public. Roll damn tide, Paul. Thank you, man.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. You know what? Hey, you got to give it to Todd, Paul. I guarantee you, he got a good head on his shoulder. And that picture you showed up there with him, I guarantee you his horse walks a straight line, too. I bet he keeps that horse in check. And that's probably one of the best horses in the state of Alabama. But Todd's the type. He'll be able to be your best friend, or he can be your worst nightmare. It just depends on how you want to go down that road, Paul. And I want to say this, Paul. Danae, is that her name? Hayes.
Danae Hayes.
Danae. Man, I'm like the other ones. I love that interview right there, Paul. She got a bright future ahead of her. There ain't no doubt about that. And I want to thank Expire for the kind words he said. And Paul, this thing about spring training football coming up, or that's happening right now. I think spring training is more like just, you know, exercise and staying in the groove. You don't really learn a lot from spring training. The only advantage I can see is if you got a new coaching staff that hasn't worked with these teams in training. I mean, that's where they can kind of get to know their new coaches and things like that. But other than that, you know, spring training is pretty much just exercise, you know, staying in shape to me as far as I'm concerned, Paul. And was it yesterday? I was out all day yesterday, but I did record a show. I watched it last night. Was it Bruce Feldman that come up with this list of coaches?
That's exactly right, yes.
Man, I agree with some. I agree with the top spot, Kirby Smart. But after that, I don't agree with pretty much none of them down through there, Paul, because for one thing, how in the heck does he not have Lane Kiffin up there? I mean, that just...
I really don't know. I mean, that did not make any sense to me at all. Joe, thanks so much for the call. Really do appreciate it. Tim is up next. Good afternoon. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Paul. How are you, man?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I've been listening to you since you just lowly Paul Feinbaum show in Birmingham.
Those are good days.
Very good days. Miss those days. Hey, caller for laughs, talking about his son being in the Navy. I'm a 20-year Navy veteran. I'm 100% disabled vet. And I agree with a lot of what he said. But also, Paul, I just don't believe that this nation in the shape it's in right now should be concerned about 18 to 20-year-old athletes. That should not be in Congress right now. Congress has a lot more things to worry about than college football.
Now, I agree with you, and I think it's time for the NCAA and everyone else to use that as a crutch. The bottom line is Congress is not going to deal with it right now. I mean, I said this years ago, but I sat in Tommy Tuberville's office almost 2 years ago, and he promised, he said, Joe Manchin and I will have a bill passed by August. It was July. I said, August next year? He said, no, August next month. That was 20 months ago. And they haven't even come close to getting it on the floor of either house. It's not happening. And it may, you know, depending on who the next president is, the next Congress, it could change in January, but it's not changing until then.
Well, I don't understand it, Paul. I mean, we've got the Tennessee stuff up in front of Congress. We've got this college stuff up in front of Congress. Why don't we take care of what is very important? Now, I love college football as much as the next person does. I love it as much as you do. But we've got more important things.
I agree with you 100%, Tim. If they quit, I mean, they've got world issues on their plate today that they need to deal with one way or the other. That's their decision. But making it easier for coaches to recruit is not any of their concern right now. Hey, thanks so much for the call. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon, Paul.
I mean, we heard what Saban said today. I mean, he blamed it all on NIL. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead, I-Man. Hmm.
Of course he always does. It's always somebody else's fault. If he can't control it, then it's somebody else's fault, and he's not a smart man. There was a guy from North Carolina yesterday talking about Tommy Tuberville, and I got this to say to him. The state of Alabama voted Tommy Tuberville in because he is the guy that we chose, and you people in North Carolina need to figure out what the hell y'all going to do, and you've got no voice in this conversation. And I support Tommy Tuberville on every action that he has done, because the news has kind of forgot how all this got started. Biden ran his mouth, and it looked
not interested in hashing the 2024 election here. It's up and down the news channel, if you don't mind.
Oh, but Paul, kiss my ass.
Sorry, didn't mean to laugh. Augie is up next.
Wow. I don't know how to follow that one, Paul, but I tell you one thing, Paul. I take back every nasty thing I said about Todd. That guy's riding a horse, and he looks like he's carrying him a six shooter, Paul. Looks like there's going to be a shootout.
I mean, he's a dangerous man.
Damn, I'm an old cowhand from the Rio Grande. Man, and he's – so if you were going to say – or if you were going to have to answer a New York Times writer who interviewed you about your show, which percentage of your callers would you say are right-wing and extreme right-wing?
Yeah, by the way, I have answered those questions before to the New York Times.
So what are they? I don't know.
There is a perception out there that I had somebody in Washington tell me that he was trying to get somebody on our show, and I said we can't deal with that because we try very hard not to deal with politics. I realize Tuberville has kind of been that exception. because he's a former coach. And he told me that in Washington political circles, this show is very valuable to a specific wing of our democracy. And I'll just leave it there.
So if you had to go down a list, and I'm not asking you.
I mean, I know what it is, and you know what it is, but I'd rather, but by saying it, it's simply going to create more havoc and more angry calls like we just had from Iman.
So you pretty much yourself, Paul Feinbaum, when a caller calls in, you can categorize them either left, right, or center, correct?
Well, I think it's particularly difficult. I don't. By the way, I think that could be for, I mean, I think you could walk down the street in America, and it's not, now the hard ones are the most valuable ones if you're a politician, Augie, and you know where I'm going. It's those very few people in the middle who will determine what happens in November.
Exactly.
Because most of us have pretty, most of us have a pretty finite opinion on where we're going. And there's about five states in the country, not to get political, even though I just told Iman I didn't want it. But everybody knows it. There's about five states in the country, and there's about 10% in those five states that are going to determine which way we go here in a couple of months.
That's pretty much it. But anyway, and people are like, what is this guy?
And by the way,
right.
Augie,
sometimes I'm so far right, I come out on the left.
The state you live in and the state Iman lives in are not going to be part of the equation.
No, these states are already settled. But you know, when
but there is a, I happen to live in a state right now that is up for grabs.
It is up for grabs, and I was kind of surprised about North Carolina. I always thought it was more of the old, you know, of the right, but obviously.
Well, this
not.
is the state of Jesse Helms, so I can understand why you would say that.
Yeah, and Sam Nunn, not Sam Nunn. Who was the other guy during the Watergate?
It was Sam Nunn.
Sam Nunn was. It was Georgia, right?
No, not Sam Nunn. Sam Irvin.
Irvin. Yes.
Sam Nunn was Georgia, yes. Sorry about
that,
Sam.
Yeah, he was a very strong Senate arm.
He was a great senator.
Paul, this stuff about Saban that's coming out, told you 3 years ago, NIL and the transfer portal.
You did. You did tell us that. I have to agree with you on that.
And you do admit that, I recall. But, I mean, he admitted it today. But isn't there a lot more that you can read between the lines that Saban?
Yeah, and I haven't really had a chance to die. Right? I mean, there was a real anger to what he said, and a high level of frustration that you knew was there. But it was said today in a context that I did not think he would ever say it. And, hey, we have to run. We are back. A couple of minutes remaining, 30 to be exact, and we're back after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
I appreciate all of you being here on a Wednesday. I want to say one thing and move on because I want every caller on this program to be heard, and I never want to censor or circumvent their point. But part of what I was doing with Iman was doing what a lot of you have asked me to do, and that is to stop the political chatter here. And he made a point. He said he agreed with every single thing that the senator from Alabama believed in, which said a great deal. And then he started to go on, and I just felt like, okay, we don't want to go down any more of those roads. I just tried to stop him, and then he had the reaction that he did. Legend is next.
My black hat brother. Done ran Iman off. You done black-hatted. talk and I say something in your behalf.
Please, whatever you would like.
Let me say this to all the callers. We don't give a damn about your politics, Todd, I-Man, and all the rest of y'all come on here with that bull crap. This is a sports show for fanatics about sports. Keep all that crap to yourself. We don't want to hear it, period. That's why you got a white hat, not a black hat, Todd. I hope that horse kicks you in the ass. Now, Paul, I'm going to say something that I rarely ever do. I want to thank the Auburn Tigers for winning me $500 last night. Auburn minus 11, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes Vegas just puts one out there for you and said, eat it, eat it. Get all your bills paid. Man, I tell you what, when Holloway threw that ball and Caldwell dunked it over the Missouri guy face, man, I almost said War Eagle, Paul. I almost did, man. 500! Good job, Bruce Pearl. Good job, baby. You know, they showed the Missouri fans, Paul, and I counted four rows up. And there was a guy sitting there with a bag on his head. I wonder if that was John from Missouri.
I think it was.
I think that was him. But he wasn't wearing the bag, ladies and gentlemen, because his team's bad. Y'all know why he's wearing that bag over his head. Y'all know why he's got it on his head like that. I tell you another thing, Paul. I damn sure didn't bet on Alabama last night.
Yeah, no, I think those days are over for now.
Yeah. Yeah, we doing our usual March swoon. Doing our little March swoon, man. I tell you, it happens every year, Paul. I still love them. I'm still with them. You know, I can't help it, man. I love them. They're like the girl that you go out with that never kisses you, Paul. That's what Alabama basketball is. You never get to second base with Alabama basketball, baby. You never get to second base. Let me say to Miss Susie, a black hat to you, I appreciate what you had to say, and I want you to know, Miss Susie, and all the Fine Bomb Nation listeners out there, that the legends try to do better. Try to do better and try to change my language a little bit in respect with the kids listening and everything. Try to do better! My psychiatrist said, if I just stick to the plan, just stick to the medication, I'm going to be all right. I got a process, a plan. It's all going to work out, baby. It's all going to work out. Hey, Paul, this Nick Saban thing, man, that's a little disappointing. Don't you find that disappointing, Paul?
I do.
Yeah, I mean, as an Alabama fan, that kind of just takes my heart out. And just, you know, it just makes you not want to pull. And, you know, as... I wonder if all them players are aware, Paul, how much the fans pull for them, how much we live this 365 days a year, how much we put our heart on the line. I bet they don't even think about stuff like that no more. It's all about the money. You think college football is headed for a place where they offend their fans and might self-destruct somewhere down the line, Paul? You see that as a possibility?
Not yet.
Nah, you like me? Hell no, I'm gonna watch every day.
Hey, legend, as long as there's a game and a betting line, you'll be there.
We there, baby. We there. We don't care if they play at all of them. Had to bring them in from Canada and Russia to play for us. We don't care. We don't care, baby. I'll say this right here about Nick Saban, though. I love Nick. I mean, I think Nick Saban's one of the greatest human beings that ever walked this earth. I thank God for him all the time. He's just a great individual. But I kind of feel after this happened, Paul, that the game had passed him by a little bit. And maybe it's not as bad a move as I thought it was at the time. Because with the transfer portal and had to turn your team over every year and pay everybody, maybe Kellen DeBoer was just the right guy at the right time to step in, Paul, in this new generation and new age, man. Maybe it works out the way it was supposed to work out, and maybe it's a brilliant move, really, by the University of Alabama in the end to get a coach in there that can turn a roster over every year and deal with all the mess that's going on now and know how to do it, because he proved at Washington he knows how to do it in this new day and age, man. So I love it. And, Paul, if I get out, let me say this. Do you believe that about Dallas Turner? I never heard that. You believe that?
I don't believe it. There was an incident in the locker room with a player that moved on, but he went somewhere else is what I've heard. I've never heard the Dallas Turner story.
Yeah, I heard Dallas Turner was a good dude. I heard Isaiah Bond was the problem. That's what my sources told me.
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
All right, I got you on the stand. You're taking the pill.
but I would say the grave digger dug himself a big grave that afternoon.
Yeah, I heard he was on the plane on the way to the Rose Bowl demanding more money to play.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to tell every player out there that's listening, don't offend your fan. Because if you can offend the legend, you sure can offend a lot of them people in the stands. Yeah, we know it's about the money, baby. It's about the money, about the Benjamin. But don't lose your crowd. Because you lose your crowd, you lose your Benjamin. Love you, pal. Ladies and gentlemen, keep this thing on sport. That's where the fun is. Elvis has left the building.
We're back. Final few minutes on a Wednesday night right after this.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. Watch the Paul Feinbaum Show weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on the SEC Network. Plus, you can listen and watch on the ESPN app.